Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cater out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Uhlander goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perry. Roof moves to second. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Jim Rowland now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Cardenas moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Cardenas scores. Tovar goes all the way around to score. Perry moves to second. It's 9-1, Twins. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perry moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Perry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to second. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof takes first base on ball four. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lachman, and towards Kubiak, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 11-1, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to second. George Lazarek now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Roseboro moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Roseboro scores. Cardenas moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-1, Twins. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Olander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Ramon Webster pinch hits for George Lazarick. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Charlie Manuel pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Manuel moves to second. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Carew scores. Manuel moves to third. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Manuel now playing right field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ullander strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.